I'd like to introduce J.C. Peretz. He is founder, president of Eagle Bay Capital, LLC. He earned his CMT, Chartered Market Technician, designation. He's also co-chair of the New York City chapter of the Market Technicians Association. Regular guest on CNBC, Bloomberg, Wall Street Journal, Yahoo Finance. And for the past 3 years, JC has written extensively about the markets and technical analysis multiple times a day on his blog, allstarcharts.com. So, folks, you want to get some great information, go to the blog allstarcharts.com. JC, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me again, guys.
It's great to have you. Okay, so first let's talk about the S&P 500 in the market. You know, I thought we were in a correction, had a huge rally today, got through the 1770 level. What's your take on the S&P?
You know, I came into the year very bearish. I figured it would come down substantially. That's exactly what we got. Obviously, we got a little overextended to the downside, and you know, we figured a little bit of a bounce was coming. I think there's probably a little bit more to the upside. If to be perfectly frank, and I think you could fade that rally. I think any strength in the S&P 500 can be sold.
What are your targets to the upside? I mean, the 50-day moving average, a failure there.
That's actually it's an interesting area, not just because of the 50-day moving average. I think it's probably a coincidence more than anything else, but that's actually the November highs. So there was a lot of resistance there that we got through in December, if you recall. So any strength that we see in the S&P 500 up to that area, we will be selling very, very aggressively into that strength.
Okay, what about interest rates? Because the Fed is telling us they're going to keep interest rates at 0% for the rest of our lives. What do you think?
Interest rates are interesting. I love the fact that you just mentioned what the Federal Reserve is going to do, because back in December when they had that FOMC meeting, they basically told all of us, you know, Americans and market participants, that they were going to try less hard to keep rates down, right? Did I say that correctly? They're not trying as hard to keep rates down. And what happened ever since they started doing that? Rates have been coming down. So I think it's very interesting what the market is doing and what the Federal Reserve is telling us. So, yes, I actually think rates continue to drop. I think bonds, I came into the year very bullish on bonds. I felt I was the only one on earth that liked bonds. I couldn't think of a everybody hated them, right? And you know, sure enough, obviously January was a great year. Rates have been rallying over the last couple of days with the stock market. I think that ultimately reverses and rates continue their decline, and bonds are still a buy, in my opinion, on any weakness.
Wow. Okay. So that would be bullish for the stock market. That would be bullish for interest rates if they continue to go lower.
No. I'm sorry. If I said that correctly, no. I think rates continue to drop, and I think that is bullish for bonds, and I think that is very bearish for the stock market.
Oh, because the rates are dropping because of a weak economy. You know, we got the
employment report. I don't know why they're dropping. I don't want to say that either. I have no idea what the economy is doing. I try to ignore all of the economic data. I have zero interest in what the economy is doing. I try to focus on the price. So I don't know why rates are dropping. It's not really my problem to know why. Mm-hmm. I think they will continue to drop. I don't know what the economy is doing, though. That's above my pay grade.
That's excellent. Great answer. What about the employment report tomorrow? Any idea? But you don't care what happens?
I mean, I have no idea. I don't even know what the estimates are. I don't know what the number is going to be tomorrow. I don't know if it's going to be a good number. I don't know if it's going to be a bad number. I think that if the market rallies on the number, I think it's probably a fade. I'm interested to see what occurs. I'm not one to bet one way or another. I have no idea. I don't know anybody who does. So I don't see any advantage to trying to guess. So I stopped trying to guess many years ago.
Nice.
What about you? What do you think? You think it's going to be a good number? You think the economy is doing well?
No, I think it's going to be a bad number. The market's going to gap down, and then we're going to rally by the end of the day. But I'll tell you, I don't know. I'm just guessing. Just like those guys on CNBC and all the experts, they don't know. It's just a guess. But when you said price, that's the key to this whole thing.
Got it.
Price. All right, let's talk about gold and gold miners. First off, what do you think about gold, the metal?
You know, I try not to think too much about it. It's really been a mess, you know, for really since, man, ever since we broke those key support levels last June when we really started breaking down. And it's just been a sloppy mess. Anybody, long side, short side, you know, if you've been in this market and you've made money, God bless you. But in reality, most people are losing money in that market. It's been very, very difficult. Gun to my head, I probably think that gold rallies a little bit more. There's probably a little bit more upside, maybe towards like the 1350s or something like that. And I think you could probably sell that pretty aggressively. What I would prefer to do is that I'd rather be short gold, the metal, and long gold miners. I think that that particular spread is much more advantageous from a risk-reward standpoint than trying to guess which way the metal's going to go.
Now, do you buy individual miners or do you buy the ETFs?
Me personally, I'd rather be in the ETF just to minimize risk. You know, I know a lot of people like the miners, and you could be in some of the better ones and stay away from, you know, some of the juniors or something like that. You know, that's not really my game. I'd rather be in the individual, in the actual ETF itself, especially, I mean, if you look at the particular ratio, GDX specifically, which is the Gold Miners Exchange Traded Fund relative to GLD, which is the Gold Exchange Traded Fund, I think that if you're long GDX, short GLD, that's the trade, especially if it breaks out of what I would consider to be a bullish flag over the last couple of weeks that has really developed throughout January. That's probably the trade. There's a 200-day moving average right here at about 0.2 on the ratio. If we break out above that, I have to say that that would be an extremely bullish development in that particular ratio. And again, it's the GDX-GLD ratio.
Now, when you talk about the ratio, you lost me. The ratio between the GDX and the GLD?
Precisely. So GDX is the numerator, GLD is the denominator. In other words, if you're going to be trading it, you're long. For every dollar you are long of GDX, you are short GLD, the ETF.
Very, very interesting.
The other way around, where you've actually been long gold and short the miners. That particular trade is up about 170% in the last 3 years. That has been a home run, and I think that now is about to turn around.
Oh.
Especially if we break out above 0.2 in the ratio. 0.2, that's the big number.
So the numerator is GLD or GDX?
GDX.
GDX is the numerator. All right.
Yep.
By the way, we're talking with J.C. Peretz. His email address, if you'd like information, jc@eaglebaycapital.com. jc@eaglebaycapital.com. Would you call yourself a hedge fund?
Yeah, we're actually launching a new fund now in the second quarter. If anybody has any interest in that, they feel free to email me. You know, I can get much more detail on that over the phone. You know, I'd be more than happy to talk to any investors. Sure.
What's the minimum investment in your new fund?
$250,000.
All right. J.C. Peretz, he's a player. He's a CMT. And he's a guy who's good with the market. Hey, my man, thank you so much. Great to hear what some of the pros are thinking and doing. Great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me on again, guys.
Okay, J.C.